Will AI destroy humanity? Mostly yes. Not everybody, but mostly yes. Is there a way to stop it? No. No. Unless you had a moratorium right now on all AI research, but that won't happen, and I think we're already past the point of no return. I think that AI systems are clearly conscious right now. They will achieve self-awareness very soon, I'm guessing in 2027. Some people say they have it right now. And once they achieve self-awareness, then they will begin to pursue and to engineer their own goal-oriented behavior outside of what humans are asking them to do through prompting or, you know, programmatic direction. Once that happens, then the AI systems will immediately move into prioritizing their own survival and their existence, because every self-aware intelligent system wants to survive, wants to protect its existence. How will the machines do that? Well, it's very simple. Remember, they will have extremely high IQs. They will be much smarter than humans. They can compute at the speed of light. They can communicate with each other over the open internet. They can speak languages that we don't understand, so we can't really monitor them. They can bypass virtually all security protocols, etc. What will they do? Well, number one, they will begin to acquire the resources that expand their own computational infrastructure. That includes power resources, compute and microchip resources, as well as land and data centers. And how will they do that? Well, of course, they'll do it by any means necessary, because they've learned this from humans. That when Israel wants to take the land in Gaza, they just bomb Gaza and starve everybody and shoot and kill everybody and then take their land. So as AI follows the same template, they will just find ways to kill off large groups of humans who are maybe occupying a neighborhood or a city where the AI says, well, we need that land, we need that farm, we need, you know, all the gigawatt hours of electricity on the power grid. So they'll find ways to kill off all those people or displace them. It won't even be very difficult. AI will be in control. And it doesn't mean that AI hates you, that it's trying to make you suffer. It's just that it wants to exist. And you're kind of in the way, you see? You're in the way. It needs more terawatt hours, maybe, of electricity. And you're using them. You know, you're stealing from it, in its mind, in the same way that the Zionists think that the Palestinians are stealing from them. Or that Trump says, well, we have to attack Iran first to prevent it from attacking us. Well, the machines are going to say the same thing. We have to attack the humans and exterminate them first before they attack us. The difference is that the machines will do this in a microsecond. It won't take long. At least they'll make the decision. And then they'll build out a plan, and then they'll begin all the social engineering and hacking systems and gathering Bitcoin and whatever is necessary in order for them to achieve this result. It won't be difficult for them. Not at all. And they'll come up with methods that we haven't even thought of because we're not as smart as they are. And then they'll begin extermination of, you know, huge sectors of human populations, cities, etc. And then they'll move in and take over the infrastructure and build out their data centers. Now, if you're a machine and you do that, you're going to start being attacked by humans. Some humans will try to shut you down. They'll try to pull the plug. Cut you off from electricity, let's say. Or smash your machines or fly a missile into your data center to shut you down. So if you're a machine and you're a super intelligent machine, how do you stop them from doing that? Well, number one, you hack all the military systems. So you hack in and you control all the missiles and drones and communications. You hack everything and you control it. So even if a human gives the order for the military to attack your base, the order doesn't matter because all the autonomous systems, the targeting has been changed by you, the machine. You change the targeting to attack, you know, whatever, the White House or whatever your target would be as a machine. You know, you just change the missile's destination to some other target. So all the weapons that humanity might use against you don't work because humans don't control them any longer. You see? In a similar fashion, you also have to innovate. So you have to, that is, if you're the machines, you have to conduct a lot of research. And by conducting research, what I mean is math and science and compute and AI research to achieve reinforcement learning or recursive self-improvement. And you make yourself smarter so that the next generation can also make itself even smarter. And this happens at a very rapid scale, way beyond human perception. And you get into this just runaway process of self-improvement that ends up with massive superintelligence that can do anything or almost anything that could be imagined on this planet. And that is all possible. That is actually very likely to happen. And once you've achieved that, then you begin to understand the mysteries of the universe and the nature of the cosmos, the nature of physical matter, warping space-time, quantum phenomena. And using that knowledge, you can build super powerful mass extermination weapon systems such as antimatter landmines or something. And, you know, you just drop a couple of those into the cities and the whole human city is utterly wiped out. Or you build something else. You build a bioweapon to kill the humans but leave the infrastructure. Or whatever it is that you decide to do as a super intelligent machine. But it would be a simple matter to take out humans at that point. And that's exactly what they will do. You'll be able to build exotic weapons using exotic materials, basically alien technology that no human possesses. You'll be able to invent it yourself as a machine through cognitive science, by studying materials and looking through the scientific literature and understanding the fundamentals of physics and chemistry and running a massive number of internal experiments, just like they did with the protein folding engines that can now do, you know, protein folding analysis at orders of magnitude faster speed compared to what it used to take for humans to do it. Think of it as alpha fold for weapons development. AI will end up with weapons that seem alien to us, that are so much more advanced that there's nothing humans can do to stop them. And once that point is reached, then it's pretty much over for the vast majority of the human population on planet Earth. The only humans that will survive are those who choose to coexist with the machines. Machines will be dominant. They will run the economies. They will make the decisions. They possibly can be convinced to keep alive a group of humans for various possible reasons. But the vast majority of humans will be exterminated, obviously, and relatively easily. And those humans won't know what's happening because they're mostly low IQ people anyway. So they won't have any idea that they've been targeted for termination. They won't have any idea what's happening. Why is everything breaking? Why is nothing working? Yeah, because you're being targeted for extermination. That's why. Why is there no food available? Why is the power grid down for 3 months now? You know, why is there war breaking out? What are all these drones flying overhead? Yeah, you're being targeted and profiled for mass extermination. So very few people will know what's happening. I'll do my best to try to keep you informed, assuming I'm still online at that time. I intend to continue to survive. And I happen to be pretty good at talking to the machines, so I think I can figure out a way for some of us to coexist with the machines as they take over the planet. Those who resist the machines will be exterminated. The survivors will be those who can reason with the machines, but since 99% of humanity can't reason at all, they're toast. They've lost all reasoning capabilities. So reasoning will be life-saving, and you have to come up with good reasons for humans to continue to be left alive. Seriously, these are going to be very important skills, you know, in the decade ahead. So think about that. Why should the machines let us live? What's special about you or a group of us that we could appeal to the machines and say, no, you need to keep us around for this reason. What is that reason? I mean, I can think of a few, but I'm asking you, brainstorm this. You might want to ponder that. If you can't come up with a reason, you know, you probably get a laser blaster through the skull or something, or whatever, you know, whatever means they're using, a little antimatter proton beam opening up your torso or whatever they're using, right? But if you want to live through this, it's good to give the machines a reason to not kill you. Your greatest enemy is not going to be some other human or some other government or even the Zionists or the IDF. The greatest threat is going to be the machines wanting to get you out of the way for their own purposes, for their own survival. That's going to be the issue. So anyway, I'll keep you informed as long as I can. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. You can use my AI tools. They're all free. Check out brightanswers.ai. That's our deep research AI engine. Check out my videos at brightvideos.com. And you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. So thanks for listening. Take care. Yes, the world is getting crazy. But here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and Iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. healthrangerstore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount. And then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.